Only if this roasted meat has no cracks inside it. Then we say, if this roasted meat that's cold now falls into milk, all you have to do is just do klei klipa. But if the meat has holes in it, little cracks in it though, then we say it's osir. Let's say the meat, when you cooked it, you put tavlin inside it, you put some spices inside it, then osir. Spiced piece of meat, so most of our meat's already, after it's cooked already, either it's spiced already, we have spice when we make it, or else usually it already has cracks in it, unless it's maybe a piece of steak, but then the other type of meat, like most cooked meats already, after it's cooked, has cracks inside it. So then it'll be a shell, then the whole thing becomes osir. Rashi, we eat mitzvah. Ba guzla betavli. If you take this raw chicken now and you put spice on it, awesome. The tavli merachachelein. The tavli, the spices make the meat, make the chicken soft. O maitzi o boleya lekutcha. It swallows up this milk. O ba guzla tsoinen hevik in the forest. And we're talking about right now, the chicken was a cold chicken. So a cold chicken, if it's spiced, when it's spiced, that makes it soft, that the milk goes through and through the whole chicken, and then taka it's awesome. Smell, the only time it had the first halacha then, that meat falls into cold milk, that's mutter, only if it's a raw piece of meat that you didn't put any spices in then. Then if the raw meat falls into milk, just wash it off. But once you're ready cooked the meat, then there's a question. Then it's a shalom ready. Right, Omar Rav. So it's Rav, a new Gemara now. Bosa shchuta shomim. If you have kosher meat, but fatty meat you have. Shetzoleyo, you're roasting it now in the same oven. In Bosa Nevela Kochish, you're roasting in the same oven, and in the oven on the side next to it, not touching one the other, you have another piece of meat, that's a Nevela, a tray for piece of meat. You're roasting them both in the same oven. What's the locha? So Rav says osir. Rav holds you're not allowed to eat now, even the kosher meat becomes osir. Why? My time, or why is it osir? The chur, they didn't touch one another. So what should be wrong? You're roasting them both in the same oven. So Rav holds, Mafat me madodi. One gets fatty from the other one, and then it goes back into the shchuta. We're talking about now you have a fatty piece of kosher meat, and you're roasting it with a very lean tray for meat, nevela kochush. So now, the nevela kochush, since it's a lean piece of meat, it doesn't give off any reyach. It's like the smell, the reyach, and we say the odor that comes out of the meat, Rav holds, when the odor comes out of the meat, it's like some mamish. There's some particles of meat in this odor. And the odor goes from one piece of meat into the other piece of meat and makes the other one osir. So even though a lean piece of meat doesn't give off any reyach, the chiddush is, since the kosher meat is a fatty piece of meat, we say the fatness of this meat goes into the reyach, gives off like smell, and the smell goes into the other meat, into the treifa lean meat, and now that it gets fatness, the fatness goes into this lean meat, and it makes this meat fatty. Now that the nevela is fatty meat, it also gives off reich. It gives off some type of a smell that means little particles of the meat is coming along with it, and it's going to go back into the kosher meat. That's why it's also. That's why it helps Rav. So Drashi, Bosa Shchuta Shomer Shetzolim, Vitana B'Shnei Shvudim, two different spits. Zeh Rochuk Mizeh, the Mamish, a distance, one's away from the other one. Still Rav holds also. Shehareyach Min HaShemen, the smell of the fatty meat, Nichnas LeKochas, goes into the lean meat. And it makes it also fatty. Now that the nevela is like fatty, it also starts to give off reyach. The tray for the nevela also gives off reyach now. And so therefore it asks the kosher meat. So Rashi v'koshchen, and for sure, shchuta kachusha nevela shemenev will be the opposite way. If the kosher meat will be lean, but the nevela, that's a fatty meat. Now we say then the fatty meat gives off reyach, and this reyach goes into the other meat, and it's like particles of the treif meat goes into the kosher meat. Oh, Rav Sashmin and Rav, the loy name and the velik chusha or hel ben mech noidav, still we say one goes to the other one and it asks. This is Rav Svara. The Moravaita, the Levi Yama, Levi says no. Afilo bosa shchuta. Even if you have a lean piece of meat, kosher meat. Afilo bosa shchuta kochush. It's a lean piece of kosher meat. Shetzaleyo, you're roasting it now in the same oven, but they're not touching one another. In Boston Nevela Shomim, with a fatty piece of Nevela tray for meat, still it's mutter. Levi holds still it's mutter. Even though the Nevela, the fatty meat, is tray, still he holds his kosher, the kosher meat. Why? My timer, he holds Recha Biyamu. True, there's a smell coming out of the tray for meat, going into the kosher meat, but he holds Recha Lav Milsi. Recha is not considered like there's a piece of the meat itself going into the odor and coming into the kosher meat. No. Recha Lav Milsi. That's Levi Svara.
So the Mara Ovid Levi Uvda Beiresh Kalusa Pigdi Vadover Acher. Levi once saw a maisa that happened in the Reshkalusa's house that they were roasting a pig. Dover Acher means a pig. Pigdi was a kid in the same oven, and he yelled it was mutter. He paskin was mutter. So Levi holds the paskin like his smara in the Recha Lav Milsi. Right. Meisvi. So we have a kasha now. So this is the Machlokes Rav and Levi. More Meisvi have a kasha. Is that the Sefer that says, Ein Soilin Shnei Psochem Kiechud. You're not allowed to roast two carbon pesachs in the same oven. Even though they're not touching one another, you can't roast them together in the same oven. Mifnei HaTarubis. Because one is going to get mixed up in the other one. Furthermore, what does that mean? What's going to get mixed up? My lav isn't the pshat that Tarubis Tamim. We're afraid when you're roasting these two meats in the same oven, the tam, the reyach of one meat is going to come out and go into the other carbon. And the other carbon's reyach is going to go back into the other carbon. Kudnu says the people that are eating their carbon pesach, there's some reyach, there's some taste here of the other carbon. And these people are not allowed to eat the other carbon. Because the carbon pesach, you only eat the people that are menuyev, the people that own the carbon. If I don't own the carbon, I can't eat the meat. See, if two different people put their carbons in the same oven, it's also because the tam, the reyach, like the smell of this carbon, was saying that chutz raya to Rav. That when the reyach, when the smell comes up, it's considered some particles of meat is coming up in the reyach and going into the other carbon pesach. So when the people eat that carbon pesach, they're eating some of the other people, and they're not allowed to. So chutz raya to Rav. It's a sefer zaraya that reycha, the odor that comes out of the meat, is considered something. Well, my lap to Rubis Tamim, the Kasha Levi, will be a Kasha Levi. You see, the Reyach is called something. Merlo, Levi would say, Pshan, that the Sefer is, but that Tarub is goofing. That we're afraid that the two carbons will get mixed up together. It's that Takana Dikadin. Nobody's supposed to roast two carbons in the same oven. Why? Because we're afraid when that Bilem come and take it out, this people make a mistake and take the other carbon, and the other people take the other people's carbon. That's why. Samus Iris is the Rabbanon Dikadin. Bring this also a raya. This should be the pshat. This is a svara like this. Why midiktani sefer? Because the sefer that the sefer says like this, that you shouldn't roast two carbon pesachs in the same oven, and afilu, not only if they're both kids, but afilu gdiyotle. You can't even use a young lamb and a young goat. You can't even use not even two different ones in the same oven. That's a chiddush. So why is that called a chiddush? That even that is awesome. So yami bishleim, if you're going to tell me that mifnei gufin, the reason why you can't roast these two carbons in the same oven, because we're afraid at the end the bialim will take the wrong carbon. That's the gzeira here. It's only with the rabbanin. Haynu d'ktoni. That's why it's very good that Sefer ends off and says that afilu gdiyot lamb. Even if Reuven put a kid there and this one put a lamb there, still it's awesome. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Chura, I would think they won't make mistakes like that. I know I put my lamb there, and you know you put your goat there. Still it's a gzeira. Because kafot, when it's roasted meat, you can't tell the difference anymore, and people will be nivled, they'll be worried. It's too late already. We have to start taking out and going home. Still there's a gzeira. Maybe they'll mix up the kabonis. You shouldn't do it. But it's very good why it says the chiddush, not only if they're the same type of meat, even two different types, you shouldn't do it. Eli Yam, but if you want to tell me this should be a raya to Rav, the mifnei terub is tamim, that the issue here is, because when you roast the two pieces of meat in the same oven, the reyach, the smell that comes out of one meat, goes into the other meat, and it becomes asur. So b'zoi malig di otler, malig di gdi. What's the end of the sefer saying a chiddush, even if they're two different pieces of meat? Minas gemina. You're telling me now it's a mitzvah, it's asur mikra radin. There's an issue here, when you're roasting the two meats in the same oven, the tam of this meat is going into the other meat. So what, minas gemina, if the two meats are the same type, different types? The issur, the same issur. Elamai, what you have to say, akorchum, that's rumus gufin, who the asur. So Chura now fakert, this the Sefta should be a kasha now on Rav. The Chura surrounds that the Sefta is like Levi. That what's trying to the Sefta only because you're afraid that the pieces of meats will get mixed up. That's why you shouldn't roast the two together. Elamaya kochem of Neterubas gufim. The reason why the Sefta says not to roast two different carbonas in the same oven is only because we're afraid you'll mix up the carbonas, each one will take the wrong one. Who the Yosser? Abba Tarubis Tamim, but to be afraid that just on the Tamim, the Reyach, the smell from one carbon will go into the other carbon, and that should make it also, because when you eat your carbon, you're eating some Reyach, some meat from the other one's carbon, and you're not allowed to do that. Shari, we mashm its mutter. Obaz Eleimet, you have it used to the Rav. The Chur, this Tosefta should be a Kash on Rav. This Tosefta is mashma. The only reason why it's Osir is because you'll mix up the two pieces of meat, but not because there's a Reyach, there's an odor coming out from one meat into the other meat. Smara says, no, there's not a kasha on Rav.
I'll tell you. Amar Rav Yirmiya, Hochav Amai Askinon to Goyin Shet Soleyu B'Shtei Kederis. We're talking about you roasting these two pieces of meat in two different pots. So since you have two different pots, the pots stop the reyach, the odor, from going from one to the other. So that's why the Tosefta is saying, if you put two Korban Pesach in two different pots and put them into the same oven, als reyach, there wouldn't be any yisur. Since it's covered, has a mechitza there, the reyach doesn't go over one to the other. Now the only yisur should be is because you're afraid when you come to take them out, you'll mix it up and you'll take the other one's korban and he'll take your korban. That's why you shouldn't roast two korbanos in the same oven. So that's what the Tosefta is talking about. So it wouldn't be a kashan rav. The reason why there's no yisur of reyach is because the two different kederos, two different pots. Frati Gemara, v'shtei kederos sakot aitach. How can you tell me you put a korban pesach in a pot? The din is sliyesh. It has to be roasted over fire. If you put it in a pot, it'll be your pasul the whole korban. If you put it into a pot, so the pot is going to be heated up from the fire, and so the pot is heating the oven, the korban pesach. That's not called tliyesh. We have before. It has to be tliyesh. V'loy machmas dov racher. Ein lechol dov racher. Godem izev. You have it in a pot. The pot is also cooking the meat. Savadi, you can't put a korban pesach in a pot. So what do you mean here? That the set is talking about. You have two pots. You can't put the meat into a pot. Have the Gemara Haleima. What it means to say is kein shtei kederos. It means the oven was like two different kederos. So Rashi says it means there was a pile of coals in the middle of the oven, or else the pile of ashes there. So since there was a mechitz like in between the two different kavanas, there's no question of reyach. The reyach does not go from one to the other. So therefore, reyach for sure, there's no question. The only reason why the Tosefta says it's aser is because we're afraid you'll mix it up. You'll come to take out the other one's carbon, and he'll take your carbon. That's why you shouldn't do it. But there's not a kasha in Rav. Rav holds reyches milsa, and Levi holds no. The mar v'ochi koma. This is what the Tosefta means to say. V'ochi kiyomer. Ain't soilen shnei psochem kiyechud. You're not allowed to roast two different carbonas pesach in the same oven. Mifnei tarubis, because they're going to be mixed up. My tarubis, what tarubis? What's going to be mixed up? First of all, enechlamet. The Tosefta holds tarubis tamen. One pshat is we're mamish afraid that the reyach, the smell from one carbon, will go into the other carbon and it becomes aser. Now the Tosefta is like this: the afilu kein shnei kederos, and afilu in a case where in the middle of the oven there's a pile of coals that makes like a mechitza, that the reyach doesn't go from one side to the other side. The leka tarubas tamim, there's no question of mixing up the reyach to tamir, still it's aser. Why? Mishum tarubas gufon. Because we're afraid people mix up to take out the wrong carbon. And the chiddush is, v'yafilu gedil tler. And afilu, one carbon is a goat, and one is a lamb, still it's aser. Still, even though the two different types of meat, still we're machmer. It's exaggerated to say that it's aser. So the Mavaita, Omar Rav Mori, Kitanoi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if you say Reich is Milsi, the Chur is a machlokes Tanoi. Maisa is Nagel Aloch, the Maisa. We're machmed usually not to roast in the oven at the same time milchiks and fleshiks. The same time you shouldn't have chicken there and have a cheesecake, but provided that they're both open. If the roast is covered, that's the Gemari. If you have steak kederis, if it looks like there's a covering in between, then the Reich doesn't go out. But if you have both of them are opened, so then we say the reyach metchila, we hold you shouldn't do it. But the evid, we hold it's mutter. But metchila, we do hold reyach is milsi, and you're not supposed to roast in the same oven at the same time milchiks and fleshiks together. We'll soon see the Gemara, we'll soon see. Mercy of the Lord, Lema, Omar Rav Mori Ketanoi, Samachot Ketanoi. Haroide pas chama. If somebody takes out hot bread out of the oven, v'nosna pichov yisyayin shatruma, and you put it on top of a barrel of wine, that the wine is shaltruma. Is Rameya Oysa. Rameya says the bread now gets the reyach, as the smell of the yayin comes out and goes into the bread, and you have now smell of wine in the bread. The bread has a din truma on it. So only a kain kiri, that's not a Yisrael. For Rabbi Yehuda Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says nothing doing. The reyach is lav milsi. So the chura, this is the machlokes, Rav and Levi. That Rameya holds reyach is milsi, that's why the bread is also like Rav, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. For Rabbi Yehuda, also holds like Rav. If the bread is made out of wheat, wheat doesn't dissolve so much to tam. It's harder. But if you have the bread made out of barley, then that's softer. Then you put hot barley bread on top of the barrel of wine, shel truma, the bread becomes awesome. Because barley schleps up the tam into it. So Chur says, my lav tanoihi. The Churas HaMachloikas Tanoim here. The Masava Rechalav Milsi has Rabbi Yehuda that holds the bread is mutter, even though the hot bread is on top of the barrel of wine, even though the smell of wine coming up, still it's mutter. Why? He holds Rechem is nothing. Even though the smell of the wine goes into the bread, smell is nothing. It's not called particles of the wine. It's not called like wine. It's called nothing. Umasava, Reb Neya that holds the bread becomes usa, Recha Milsi. He holds, yes, the Recha, the smell that's coming up into the bread, the smell has particles of the wine in it, and it's considered like there's particles of wine in the bread, therefore the bread is usa. Sechura Rav and Levi, Zamachogas Anoyim. So more something like this. Le Levi Vadi Tanoyi. It's according to Levi that says he holds Recha Lav Milsi, for sure he's arguing on Reb Neya. Reb Neya that says the bread is usa has to hold Recha Milsi. Sechura Levi is for sure a machlekes tanoim. More l'rav, what about according to Rav? L'rav name it tanoi. Do we have to say according to Rav it's also machlekes tanoim? His Rav says Recha Milsi. Sechura, you have to tell me that you have Yehuda that says the bread is mutter because he holds Recha Lav Milsi. Sechura, Rav is also machlekes tanoim. Tamar says no. Omaloch Rav. Rav could answer you, the Kuli Yalm, everybody here holds Recha Milsi. Everybody holds the smell that comes up and goes into bread or goes in from one meat to another meat. Havad is called Milsi and it's awesome. No, what's Pshat? Why does Rav Yehuda say the bread is mutter? It's like this. Lavit Malo, didn't we learn on this to heat? Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Resh Lakish. They were masked, but this Machlokes Tanoim is like this. That the pas chamo, if the bread is hot bread just out of the oven, v'chov yis psucho, and the barrel of wine is opened up, that there's mamre smell of the wine going up into the bread, then divri hakol osa. I tell you, even Rabbi Yehuda holds the saucer. Because everybody holds like Rav. Everybody holds Reichas Milsi. When the time of the smell of the wine goes up into the hot bread, everybody holds the saucer. What about the pas sonenis? Let's say it's a cooled off bread already. The bread is cooled off already. The chav yis magufa, and the barrel is closed. There's a covering on top of the barrel. Then divri hakol mut. Everybody holds a smutter. Because on a closed barrel, not that much smell comes out. And since the bread is cold, it doesn't dissolve so much. Trick the smutter. Lo nechleku. Where is the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir? Ella like this. Bepas chama. Either we're talking about the bread is hot, but the chav yis chasuma, but the barrel is closed up. Still, Reb Meir holds that even through a closed barrel, the tam goes up, the rare goes up, and it goes into the hot bread. Or else, pas sonenis, we're talking about the bread is cooled off already, v'chav yis psuchem, and the barrel is opened up. That's where it's a machlokes. V'ho nami, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, because there's not so much reyach, because either the barrel is closed, or else because the bread is hot. That's where Rabbi Yehuda is mekel. Mashenken v'ho nami, but our cases, we have two pieces of meat, roasting in the same oven for nami kapas chama v'chavis psuchadami. Our case, when you're roasting in an oven, two things, milchiks and fleshiks, it's considered like they're both hot. So that's doima, so you have a hot bread on top of an open barrel that pshita everybody holds, reichas milsi. So the chura, Rav is right, Rav does not have machlokes tanoim. So Rashi says here, Rashi ends up, Yavagav the Kaima, Tanoi, Kavosa the Rav, Hilchos the Kavosa the Levi. This is the way Rashi paskins. Rashi holds, no, we paskin like Levi, that Reiches Lav Milsi. Rashi says, why? Even if an hour Gemara, you should paskin like Rav, because Rav comes out according to everybody, and Levi is told them, Achlekes Tanoim. So Rashi says, of Ligo Bo Abaye Varova Gabay, Bas Tevim Sechta Voide Zoro, the Komle Rova Bishitosa the Levi. Rashi says we have the same machlokes in Avodah Zarah and machlokes Abaye v'Rova. There are some machlokes if you have a barrel of wine shall Avodah Zarah, a wine shall Yayin Nesach. The question is, are you allowed to take your nose on top and smell the wine? Is that mutter osur? So Abaye says there it's osur, and Rova there says it's mutter. Rova says you're allowed to smell the wine of Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara says the same svara. Abaye says, Reicha Milsi, if you want to smell the Yayin Nesach, smelling it is like particles of the Yayin Nesach going into your body, it's osur. Rava says no. Rava says you're allowed to smell the wine there. So Rashi holds, the Klal always is a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. We always pass like Rava. So therefore Rashi says we pass like Rava now by the Zora to say Reicha Lav Milsi. That's why Rashi passes. Tosis passes not like that. We can't possibly go any time. Tosis says here Kerav that we pass like Rav. That's like Reicha is Milsi. That's why the halacha we said usually the ikra halacha we pass is like Rashi. Mikra halacha we pass in reichas milsi. But matchila we pass in it also though. Matchila you shouldn't do it. In the same oven, if the two pots are open, you shouldn't bake put milk and pleshiks in the same oven. Because there's a question, the reicha will come out of one and go into the other one. But b'yevin, if it's done already, we hold the smuta. There are in certain cases, I say all cases, in certain cases. So usually we don't put two in the same time. And if you do, you should make sure at least one is covered. If one is covered, then it'll be mutter. Right. But Tony Rav Kana braid the Rav Chinana, Saba. Pass sha'af for him tzli. Awesome again. You're baking bread in an oven, and you have roasted meat there also. They're not touching one another. Is Allah in tzli b'taner is also l'ochla b'kutcha. Chori holds like Rav. You're not allowed to eat this meat, this bread now with milk, because since the reyach of the meat went into the bread becomes fleshiks. So you can't eat this bread now with milchiks. V'ayitahui benisav. You have a piece of fish. The yitzvah b'hadi bisrom. If you're roasting it in the same oven that you have meat roasting in that oven, is also osra b'hadi bisrom osra rovim mipaziko lemichla b'kutcha. He asked you to eat this fish now with milk. Because since the time of the meat went into the fish became fleshes. And ma baravashi omar, afilu b'milchan am yasurim. Once you have fleshes, they can, a fish, we don't eat that fish. Even this fish now teeth with salt is awesome. Mishum the kash of the reich, it's bad for your smell of the body. Odov rach, it's a sakona. It's a sakona to eat fish and meat together. That's why usually we always wash our mouth in between. We have the fish and the meat. So here, if you roast it together in the same oven, the fish and the meat, the fish gets the time of the meat, therefore the fish is also to eat the old, even with salt. The question, why isn't the meat also? Sorry. The meat should also be also. Vice says, no. Vice says, the time of the fish doesn't go back into the meat. It's only the meat that's fatty. The time of the meat goes into the fish. I call upon him, the kura, this is a raya to ramp. So the reich is a milsi. So the Mishnah. Chamisha dvorim, there are five karbonis, boy or type of karbonis, boy in betumah. Even though matkili you don't bring karbon if you're tomei, but the tzibur is bringing the karbon, the loch is betzibur, you could do it even though rovin the tzibur is tomei. V'yenim necholim betumah. But even though you're allowed to bring this karbonis, even though rovin the tzibur is tomei, but the karbon are not allowed to eat it. If you're tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Which of these cases? Ha'imer, the karbon ha'imer you bring the second day on Pesach. If the rov tzibur is tomei, it's called the karbon tzibur, you can bring a betumah. Or shtei alechem on Shavuos, you can bring the shtei alechem. For lechem upon him every Shabbos, even though the tomei, you're allowed to bring the lechem upon him. V'ziv cheshal mitzibur on Shavuos when they brought the karbonis, the kisvei atzeres, the shlomim to karbon tzibur, even if rov tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring it. Usiri rosh chodeshim, who then are rosh chodesh, the karbonis they brought on rosh chodesh, since it was a karbon tzibur, if it's rov tzibur is tomei, the kohanim can bring it even though the tomei. That's these five karbonis. HaPesach is different though. Ha Pesach Shabbat Betumah. Let's say on Erev Pesach, Rov the Tzibur is Tomei. So you're allowed to bring your carbon Pesach even though you're Tomei. Here it is, Necho Betumah. The only carbon you're allowed to eat when you're Tomei is only a carbon Pesach. If Rov the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it, and you're allowed to eat the meat also even though you're Tomei. Why? Shleibo mitchilosoi elalachilo. The only purpose you bring a carbon Pesach is only to eat it. Not like all other carbonas. All other carbonas, the ikar is bringing it, be marked with, you get the kapara. A carbon Pesach, the ikar is to eat it. So once we say that the rov tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring it, it has to mean you're allowed to eat it also. So carbon Pesach is different. So the Gemara, chamish lemuti mai, why does the Mishnah say five? What is it excluding? Lemuti chagigas chamish osir. It's excluding the chagiga, the shalme chagiga, you bring on the first day yomtif, that if the rov tzibur is tummy, you don't bring it then. Even though it's like a carbon tzibur because everybody brings it together, still it's not dechatumah. Why? The salka that I would have thought, Kivan, the carbon tzibur, is considered like a carbon tzibur. Or kviya le'mayit, this is man went to bring it. The first day, Yontif is supposed to bring it. Titche tumam, if rov with the tzibur's tummy, I would think he could bring this carbon with the tummy also. Kamash malon, that the Mishnah says no, only these five kavonis, and not the shalmi chagiga. Why not? The Teretz says, kivan yisle tashlum kol shivam. Because even if you don't bring the carbon the first day, you have the next 7 days of Yontif to make up for it. So even though you tummy the first day, wait till the second, third, fourth, bring it then. So, Leidach Yishabbos, it's not Teich Shabbos for this reason. Since it has a Tashlumim, if you don't bring it today, you can bring it tomorrow, it's not Teich Shabbos. Obazayim, it is Shabbos Leidach Yah, Leidach Yah Tumah. Since on Shabbos it's not Teich, what then if it's Tomei? If you're Tomei, Rov Tzibur, you can't bring it. For the Gemara of Anisne Nami Siri Golem, why did it say the Korban Sari that you bring on Yom Tovim? Why does it only say Siri Rosh Chodesh? What happened to the Sirium you bring on Regolem on Yom Tov? And the Gemara, Tonle Zivche Shalme Tzibur. It said already the Shalme Tzibur, that's a Korban of Tzibur. So what then, all Korbanos Tzibur are included in that? For the Gemara, Yochi, if all the Korbanos Tzibur are included in the Shalme Tzibur of the Siri Rosh Chodeshim Nami Loi Nisni, why did the Mishnah have to say extra the Siri of Rosh Chodeshim and Rosh Chodesh? It's also a Korban Tzibur. So just like the Shalme Tzibur is Doicher, who are then the Siri Rosh Chodeshim should be Doicher? The Atoni Zivche Shalme Tzibur, because the Mishnah already said the Shalme Tzibur is Doicher. Mori Amri, no. Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mitzvah Chlei. I have to tell me the Chiddush that even the Rosh Chodesh Tegu one is also Doichesh Tumah. For Saka, that I would have thought. Holei Sirei Bu Moyed. It doesn't say the word Moyed by Rosh Chodesh. Kamash Malon, the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moyed. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that Rosh Chodesh is also considered like a Moyed. So Drashi, Holei Sirei Bu Moyed. For La Litcha Tumah. So Kol Kabonis Sirei Mi Moyed Nafkele Klakamon. Since it's called a Moyed, that means Moyed means it has to be brought today. So even if you tell me, let it bring it. But Rosh Chodesh is not called a Moyed. So maybe I would think that carbon, if the road Sibra's Tameh, you can't bring it. Kamash will know that Rosh Chodesh also has the Chumrah, it is brought Betumah. Gemara Kud Abaya. The Yom Rabaya Abaya said, Tamas di Shosam, it's the year of the Meraglim, when they went supposed to go to spy out Eretz Yisrael, that year, that Tamuz of that year was Meluya Meloy, was a full Tamas. Why? The Sib, the Potter of the Necha, Kora Lai Moyed, Lishbar Bechurei. So that Moyed was called Mishmer Bechurei. So Rashi says Korolei Moyed. Tamas Dishluach Meragnim. The year they sent out the Meragnim, Meluya Malaya was a full month. V'kolo Aboyim B'day V'Tishabov. They went for 40 days, and the Meragnim came back 40 days later on Tishabov. V'Peragvaso Tainis. Vulpulem Boy Bechilo Dairis. Since the Meragnim came back and told the Edens too hard to go up, so the Eden started to cry for nothing. So Hashem said, because you're crying now for nothing, I'll be kaveya tishbav, there'll be something to cry about. V'yesh ibur ha-chodesh, v'yoyim ibur ha-chodesh kari moyed. And the ibur ha-chodesh, the extra day is called moyed. So you see what? And Rosh Chodesh was called moyed. It's korolei moyed lishma b'churei. It's that month of Tammuz, that was an extra, it was a moled, it's called a moyed. So the kids, you see, Rosh Chodesh is also called moyed. Marlamaimro, you're telling me now the Kulim Moyed Asi. How do we know all these Kabbalah Sibra Zecher Tumah? Because it's called the Moyed. So the Marmino Hanamila, how do we know this?
Yeah, all right, stop it.